This is QC Veterans Roll Call, a local program designed to support Quad Cities veterans and military, their families, and our community. QC Veterans Roll Call is a production of 97X, WXLP, and Town Square Media. Now, here's your host, Gino Berta.
Good morning, Quad Cities. Welcome back, QC Veterans Roll Call Radio Show. I'm joined in the studio with my friend, Ms. Chris Shaw. Last week, we were talking about the Honor Tour and that amazing opportunity for our local veterans, something that is free of charge. And if you want to participate in it, you can reach out to Chris at 563-370-0208. And Chris, first of all, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
And one bit of housekeeping, again, for folks who might have missed last week. Do you have an idea approximately when the Honor Tour will be this coming year?
No, at the moment we don't, because my team and I haven't met yet. We're going to be doing that on the 20th. So we'll decide on what two dates they will be. And when they are, when we have decided that, I will get a hold of you so that you can make that announcement to everybody.
Right. And this is, and Chris, you know, we have our Facebook page, we have our website. So by all means, feel free to participate in that. We push a lot of our information out there, and it'd be a good time to remind folks, hey, our show is now up on the web. You can go to 97x.com, see QC Veterans Roll Call, go to the archive section, and you can listen to last week's interview with Chris. We'll have this week's interview up soon. And what a great way that we're kind of leveraging our social media, Chris, slowly yeah. but surely. So you, when we spoke last week, you discussed you got a tremendous passion for veterans, and what's the Patriot Guard is another endeavor and passion of yours. Tell us about that, please.
Well, the Patriot Guard is an organization that we stand for our veterans, and we have our own Quad City Patriot Guard, that which is led by Eric Swanson. So I'd like to thank them, and also we're a great group of supportive people for everybody and everything. So if you ever need anything, you can contact Eric Swanson for our Patriot Guard. And sadly to say, but in honor for those that would like to have us at their funeral services, you can let the funeral home know that, and they will get in contact with Eric. And that is always a great honor to stand for our veterans.
It is, and it's an incredibly impressive and sombering experience to see, you know, motorcycle after motorcycle ride to honor a vet. But also the Patriot Guard, they're involved with joyous occasions. I've seen them at the airport when soldiers come home.
That's correct. And we also stand for our soldiers. Don't know who they are at Christmas time, but we always stand at the airport for any soldier coming home. And that's always something awesome to see, too.
Absolutely, and it's something where it might be a single soldier who is coming home, and I remember seeing he was a young Marine, and you know, he had his military bearing going on, but I could just see that he was like, oh my gosh, this is all for me, and I'm like, yes, Marine, it's all for you. Yeah. In fact, I should mention your colleagues back in October when a unit shipped out for a tour in Kuwait, there was a most impressive showing of the honor guard. And if I recall, they presented a flag to the company commander and say, hey, here's an American flag, take it over. So it's just terrific what the Patriot Guard does. And the Patriot Guard's also involved with, you know, involvement in our community at large as well, as I understand.
Yes, they are. And at Christmas time, especially for Toys for Tots, we do certain occasions for any requests, but they have to be limited, and Eric's the one that makes the decision as to what we're going to do and when. And then we're having like a sister league join off of the Patriot Guard called Thank the Seals, And that's something that started out, and Jose Cerda is the one that organizes that, him and Bill Christman.
Yep. Yeah, we've had Christman, both Jose and Billy on the show.
Sorry about that.
No, you're great.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's another thing that we've got started and going. And anything that we can do to help our community and our soldiers, we're out there. We'll stand behind you.
You're listening to QC Veterans Roll Call Radio Show on 97X. I'm your host, Gino Berta, joined in the studio again for her second week back, Chris Shaw. We were talking last week. We talked about the Honor Tour. We're talking about the Patriot Guard right now. And Chris, here, if somebody wants to get involved and be a member of the Patriot Guard, what, you know, are is there like a membership application? Are there any requirements? How does that work?
Well, you can go to the patriotguard.org, and then we also have the QC patriotguard.com.
Okay. And we'll share that information as well. So go check that out. If you have an interest in being a part of the Patriot Guard, and you know, we discussed that how the Patriot Guard is out there in our community to support our veterans. And I know one of your favorite things, I've heard Patriot Guard members talk about this, is the Honor Flight. And you're also involved with the Honor Flight as well.
Yes, I am. I help at the Saturday meetings that they have, the Saturday before their flight that they take off on Thursday. And that is also another honoring and blessing thing to be part of. So anyway, our Honor Flights for this year so far, if you haven't heard or haven't checked them out yet, are May 4th, June 8th, August 31st, and November 1st. So the Patriot Guard is always out there for them in the morning when they take off, and then we're out there at night when they come back.
Hey, Chris, I'm sorry. Let me jump in here. Just let's get those dates. Could you repeat those dates, please?
Yeah. May 4th, June 8th, August 31st, and November 1st.
Now, I know that there's a lot of veterans who want to make this trip. If somebody's listening and they want to participate, or they have a relative who wants to participate in the Honor Flight, what's the process, please?
They can go online under QC Honor Flight, and or they can call Ridgecrest and ask for Art Peterson or Margie. And I'm sorry to say I don't have that number right offhand.
No worries. We can pass that information along. So it sounds like though there's time. Now how I'm from what I hear, these book up pretty quick.
Yes, they do. In fact, there's a 2-year waiting list right at the moment, especially with our Vietnam veterans.
That's a good point, a good segue, if you will. I don't want to assume, but I would presume that priority goes to World War II and Korean veterans.
Yes, I was getting ready to say that. Priority always goes to the World War II veterans first, and then the Korean veterans, and then we start into the Vietnam veterans, and then on down after that. So, you know, somebody is always going to be honored.
You're listening to QC Veterans Roll Call Radio Show on 97X. I'm your host, Gino Berta, joined in the studio by my friend Chris Shaw, who is just an incredible advocate for our veterans. Chris, I want to thank you again. It's just tremendous what you're doing. And you know, there are so many folks like you out in our community, which makes quite frankly, this such a terrific place to live. And for like-minded people like you who want to get involved, I understand there's a process by which somebody can volunteer to be an escort with the Honor Flight. Can you speak to that, please?
Yeah. Again, you can still go to the website, QC Honor Flight, and there should be a form or a site there for the Guardian sign up, as well as calling Ridgecrest and talking to Art or Margie.
And along with the honor flight and the honor tour and the Patriot Guard, my list is not done yet. We need to talk about the National Disabled Veterans Golf Tee. What's going on with that, Chris?
Oh, my God. This is so awesome. I take a week's vacation off just for this. And what it is it's organized through Kurt Sickles at the VA in Iowa City. So I'm going to give you his phone number because I'm telling you, once you join this, it's in your blood because it's such a great week and a great time. But let me give you Kurt's number real quick before I go into this. It's 319-358-5963. Or you can call your VA number there in Iowa City and ask for him. But what it is they bring in around 250 people at the Riverside Casino every year in September, and it's usually the second week in September. And we have all kinds of veterans, all ages. This past year, I think the oldest one was 97 and the youngest one was 22. And it's basically for blind veterans or declared blind veterans, but they are also doing wounded warriors as well. And men and women also. You bring your spouses and your dog with you. We have a doggy daycare when we're busy with you. But we take you out on the golf course and we play golf. And the people.
How many mulligans do you get?
How many what?
How many mulligans do you get?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. What do you mean by mulligans? I never heard of mulligans before.
A mulligan is when you're someone like me who I don't golf, but I own clubs. That's how bad I am. A mulligan is where you can say, I'm going to take another shot. I'm going to take another shot. Now, I was kidding. And as I so rudely interrupted you, you were talking about this. So you get these veterans out on the golf course.
Mm-hmm. Yep. We get them out on the golf course, and we're volunteers that do this. We're considered the spotters. And so they know how to stand, but you have to put their golf club and let them lean the golf club over to the ball so they know how to start swinging. And they swing, and we find out where their ball goes, and then we get in the little cart or we walk, and we chase after that ball. And we do the nine holes. It's awesome. We have so much fun. And then if you don't feel like golfing, we go kayaking, we go horseback riding, and we go bowling. We use at least 8 golf courses there throughout the Iowa City, Lone Tree, and West Liberty area.
What a fantastic experience. And it sounds like it's also for those who participate. Do us a favor, please share us some photos with this year. Second week of September, that will be the National Disabled Veterans Golf Tee. My guest for this segment of QC Veterans Roll Call has been Ms. Chris Shaw. Chris, it has been wonderful having you on the show. We definitely want to have you back. Thank you for your passion and your tenacity in support of our veterans and just the love. It's been great having you in the show. What a terrific interview. Thank you, my friend, for being part of it.
Thank you for asking me. What an honor.
You're listening to QC Veterans Roll Call Radio Show on 97X. We'll be back.
You're listening to QC Veterans Roll Call, a show for Quad Cities vets, delivering honest, relevant, and when possible, entertaining information for our military vets and their families on 97X.
Welcome back to QC Veterans Roll Call Radio Show on 97X and now on the web. I'm Gino Berti, your host, and I am pleased to welcome to the show on the line is Mr. John Mickelson with the Midwest Military Outreach Organization. John is a retired Sergeant First Class who served our nation in the Army Guard and Reserve program, and he is still serving our veterans in his current capacity. John, welcome to the show.
Hi, Gino. Glad to be here.
Well, it is terrific to have you. I think you and I met at the Veterans Conference a couple of years ago.
I think so. And some follow-on with WQPT's Helping Our Heroes in the Quad Cities.
Yep. And John, you're up in Cedar Rapids, if I've got my scorecard correct.
I do have an office in Cedar Rapids. I live down by Columbus Junction, and I spend an awful lot of time in the front seat of my car covering a 7-state area in the upper Midwest.
Midwest Military Outreach, what is that program?
Well, it's a small nonprofit that largely does information and referral services. There are so many excellent programs in what the Pentagon calls the Sea of Goodwill. And when someone first starts looking for assistance or information, they can be overwhelmed pretty quickly. So our job is to clear all the non-essentials off their plate, find them what are they really looking for locally and available now. Because, you know, if you're living in the Quad Cities, a terrific program in Minneapolis just may not be what you need.
And, John, before I forget, how, if someone wants to get a hold of your organization, how could they do so?
We are on the web at MidwestMilitaryOutreach.org, and we do have a form to file. If you're asking for help, tell us what it is you're needing. You can reach me by phone at 319-321-1387. That is a cell phone that's always on my person. And we are MidwestMilitaryOutreach@gmail.com.
John,
not too hard to find.
No, that's great, and we'll absolutely share that on our Facebook page and on our website as well. John, I want to give you an opportunity. Tell us a little bit about your military service. What compelled you to join the Army in the first place?
I was a student at the University of Iowa in both the Army and Air Force ROTC programs. And a friend told me I could get paid for doing that if I showed up at the reserves on the weekends. So I started out as a field medic in the late 70s, became a recruiter for the Iowa City area about 1984 for the Army and Army Reserve, and then shortly after the Gulf War became a National Guard recruiter and eventually retired as a readiness NCO with the medical battalion in East Central Iowa. But 20 of my 26 years were on active duty as a reserve component soldier.
When I talk with folks who served back then in the late, you know, mid 70s, late 70s, I think it's fair to say that the Army had some challenges.
Oh, yeah. And the Guard and Reserve were very much underfunded and not thought well of by our active component counterparts.
Yeah, and with that, you know, because it wasn't, it's not what it is now. Was there ever a point where you said, okay, this just isn't worth it? I'm gonna, you know, go do something else.
Yes, actually, about 1984, I tried to join the active Army, and the positions I wanted were not available to me. I was not interested in the alternatives I was offered. And my recruiter said, you know, you seem to know what's what and what you want. Have you ever thought about being a recruiter? And I wound up taking his position, and he went on to be the Sergeant Major of Recruiting Command and is now the golf pro here in Riverside, Iowa. So I still talk to my recruiter, and we're still friends.
That's terrific that he's, you know, that's great because you have... When you think of recruiting, I've heard that the two hardest jobs in the Army are being a drill instructor and being a recruiter.
Well, they're the only two jobs in the Army you can be fired outright. It's not a question of being reassigned. You're just done. And the pressure to produce is constant. You just don't have the time to have a down day. And yeah. In communities in Iowa and Illinois, you are the face of the Army or whichever other service you're recruiting for. So everything you say and do is scrutinized by everybody in the community.
We're talking about recruiting, and we're talking about service in the reserve. My guest is retired Sergeant First Class John Mickelson. He is involved with Midwest Military Outreach. He was recalling his service as a recruiter, never a down day, and I completely believe that. And now you're continuing to serve with military or with Midwest Military Outreach. John, tell us what was the motivation for you to get involved with this organization?
Well, my last couple duty assignments, I was the NCO in charge of various armories and garrisons in the National Guard. And on a day-to-day basis, we were looking after the troops and their families and answering their questions and doing that interface with the civilian community. And when I got out, I went on to working at the University of Iowa as the Veterans Center coordinator. And when I was leaving the university, some friends of mine were starting to set up this program and asking me to kibitz here and there. And eventually it became a full-time thing of not just kibitzing, but I'm still helping the troops get through their day-to-day issues. There are no stupid questions, just a lack of information.
And with that, that's one of the things that we're excited about here in the Quad Cities, that we're going to have our Veterans Conference coming up on March 1st, which we're promoting on this show. And I hope you're scheduled, John, if it so allows you, you'll be able to get down here for that.
I look forward to it. Having been in the higher education arena for a number of years, a lot of my friends will be at that conference. The information exchange, not just with people asking questions, but with the other service providers, makes for a stronger network overall for people who are seeking answers.
That's true. The theme for this conference is about bridging the gap between our military and civilian communities. And one of the things that I love that you shared with me about Midwest Military Outreach is you've got a gardening day coming up on March 25th. What's going on with that, John?
We've asked some of the area master gardeners to come and spend some time with Blue Star families, Gold Star families, retirees, and other veterans in the community, and looking at a way to build community, whether that's a shared community garden or looking at doing something accessible in your own yard if you have physical limitations based on your service. What do you need to know? If you're there in the Quad Cities, you've got a small plot, what can you actually grow in your yard successfully that gets you out of the house and gets you doing something?
Yep. Gets you some fresh air, gets you out, gets you, connecting with the soil. I know, even though as I stare out the window of the studio, it's still winter, you got bare trees, but sooner than later, spring's gonna come here, and that's great to get people motivated to do that. And you've also got another outdoor activity coming up in May.
This will be our second year working with the local Masonic lodges in Iowa City and Cedar Rapids, and we're going to take veterans trout fishing up in Delaware County.
Okay,
and, near the town of Manchester, we have Bailey's Ford Recreation Area. And the Masons are kind enough to pay for anybody that doesn't have their lifetime hunting and fishing license. And, they stock the river while we're there. They have hardened spots overlooking the river where folks can fish from wheelchairs. We've got poles and bait and everything donated by a local store in Palo. It's just really a great, fun day.
It sounds like it. I am not a fisherman, but I could see how that would just be completely, a cathartic experience for folks. And I think it's absolutely great. You figured out a way how somebody who, even if they've, are in a wheelchair, they can still participate. And then you've also got a golf tournament coming up in September.
Well, the National VA and DAV host the Training Experience and Exposure Golf Tournament, and they'll bring in 200 to 300 blind and disabled athletes from around the country, ranging from guys fresh back from Afghanistan to one or two World War II vets. and we'll be teaching them how to golf, or if they are experienced golfers, putting them out on the more difficult courses. And it's a week-long event of, like advertised, training, experience, and exposure. We'll also have some modified bicycles there for people to test out. We'll have Thunder Road. Equine therapy from Decora comes down. We have some fishing, frisbee golf, and my friend Sergeant Major Dickerson, who put me in boots, is one of the golf instructors there with the GIVE program, Golf for Injured Veterans Everywhere. And they and the Riverside Casino are a huge, huge sponsor of this event. It actually takes five or six golf courses, two hotels, and a lot of restaurants to feed folks.
Well, that is terrific. Lots of great stuff going on. Hey, you're listening to QC Veterans Roll Call Radio Show. My guest for this segment is Mr. John Mickelson with Midwest Military Outreach. We're going to sneak a break in, but when we come back, we're going to talk about the upcoming PTSD conference up at UNI and John's work with the ESGR. So please stick around.
Veteran to veteran. Here's Gino Berta with more QC Veterans Roll Call on 97X.
We're back. QC Veterans Roll Call Radio Show on 97X. I'm your host, Gino Berta, and I'm joined in, not in studio, but online with Mr. John Mickelson. And I apologize for the mispronunciation in the first segment. John, we spent the first segment talking about Midwest Military Outreach, and let's talk about the upcoming PTSD conference at the University of Northern Iowa.
Well, a lot of people think PTSD only affects combat veterans, and this is not true. This conference will also look at sexual assault and other traumas, service dogs, art and music therapy, and how it affects students' day-to-day college performance. It is a $10 registration fee, but that does include lunch and parking at the Macker Student Union up in Cedar Falls. And I'm looking forward to it. We also have a PTSD conference in Waterloo coming up in February that we've asked the chief of chaplains from the VA system to be our guest speaker. And that one will also have CEUs with it. That's called Bridging Veterans Spirituality.
It's terrific to hear that, because it is a sad statistic that we lose 22 of our brother and sister veterans every day. I personally think that number is low, because I don't think it tracks individuals who've been suffering from chronic substance and or drug abuse. And I don't think it tracks those who die of a broken heart, who they can't find the will to keep going. I mean, I'm sure you'll agree with me, one a day is too many, one a year is too many. But John,
we just lost a soldier, a former Ranger, we believe January 30th. His body was recovered in Columbus Junction, too close to home for all of us. Young man who's barely 30, and, he was being seen for PTSD, and his job collapsed, his family collapsed, and we missed it. This is a guy here at home, way too close to the Quad Cities, way too close to Iowa City, and we failed him.
It's a burden that I think we all feel whenever we lose someone. I mean, we had Congressman Lobsack was in this fall, and we were talking about some of the suicides that have taken place here in the community as well, and what do you mean from a standpoint? I mean, let's try to talk about something positive. What's something that we can all do to be on the lookout for our fellow veterans who might be experiencing signs of depression? I don't want to put you on the spot. I know you're not like a clinical psychologist, but you've certainly got a lot of field experience with this. What are just some suggestions, John, you would share with us about noticing if something's just not quite right?
Getting them to someone who is a clinician is important. But providing the support, a lot of times returning veterans feel isolated because nobody understands what it's like to be deployed, or they're having PTSD issues and they really don't know how to talk to those around them about what's bothering them. And it's, you know, it's okay to talk about. It's okay to say, hey, I'm having a problem. That doesn't make you weak. It's actually a sign of strength to ask for help, that something's not right. And in some of the programs that we offer, whether it's the gardening, whether it's the golf tournament, whether it's fishing, is providing opportunities for these young men and women, and occasionally older men and women, to find their peer group who have similar experiences, similar deployments, somebody to talk to that gets it, that's been there, done that, and with the intergenerational folks, get a chance to, you know, how'd you get by it? You know, what works in your recovery? I'm a strong proponent of peer-to-peer counseling. That, you know, finding someone else that's been through what you've been through and is there to mentor as you face recovery. And that's an ongoing process for so many of us. As I said before, PTSD is not limited to combat vets. Here in eastern Iowa and western Illinois, we have deer. They like to run out and chase cars in the middle of the night. If you've ever struck a deer, are you hesitant to get back in the car at sunset and drive down a country road? Most of us will say yes. Uh-huh. And that is a mild form of post-traumatic stress. Our body is telling us, wait, don't do that. That could get you killed.
You're
this
listening.
It's not an anomaly. It is a built-in safety device that all humans have. So if you've been through a situation that is particularly traumatic, like somebody shooting at you, or killing somebody you know, then any situation that is similar to that is going to create a similar reaction.
You're listening to QC Veterans Roll Call Radio Show on 97X. I am joined on the line by Mr. John Michelson. He is a retired Sergeant First Class and is involved with Midwest Military Outreach, and he is a tenacious and dedicated supporter and advocate for our veterans. We've been talking about post-traumatic stress disorder and, you know, the peer-to-peer counseling, which I love that because, you know, let's face it, 1% of our country has served. And among young people, there just isn't that connection there. In fact, I heard somebody make a comment about people identifying as a veteran while on a college campus. And I've never heard that expression before. And I think that just shows, because I'm almost 50 years old, just shows how old I am. I don't have that point of reference. When you think about peer-to-peer counseling, John, what are some services that are out there that veterans can, if they just want to reach out and if they don't want to join their local VFW?
Yeah, we're not limited to the traditional Legion, VFW, Marine Corps League. There are more modern groups for the on-campus crowd. The Student Veterans of America is now on 1,500 campuses. So those that are attending our local institutes of higher learning should have a student veteran group that they can access. St. Ambrose has a really great one. Eastern Iowa Community College has three campuses, and I know Rebecca Geiken over there is trying to run three separate groups. You've got Western Illinois and Blackhawk Community Colleges with student veteran groups. So, you know, they can and do get together like this East-West Conference. Buddy check. Every month on the 22nd, call your friends from service. Check in on them. Make sure your battle buddy is still okay. Everybody that came through training from the late 80s onward has a battle buddy.
Yep, and that's something that people still to this day you know, rely on as well they should. John, let's shift gears and talk about what's going on. I know you're also involved with Home Base Iowa. In fact, when we had pretty soon to be Governor Reynolds on a few months back, she was raving about Home Base Iowa. What's your involvement with Home Base Iowa, and tell us why it's such a terrific program?
Well, Jason Kemp is doing just a terrific job out there on Camp Dodge. He is going to the transition points around the country, Fort Hood, at Fort Leavenworth, at Fort Riley, and telling folks that Iowa has more jobs than skilled people to handle them. Have you ever considered coming to Iowa? We have communities that are offering tax breaks on homes, tax breaks to employers. We ask our service members to be, dependable, show up for work every day. They're the ones that, still care about appearance and take pride in their work. These are the folks employers really want to hire, people with a proven track record of success.
You know what? Iowa's a great place to raise kids, and I can buy a whole lot more house in let's say a Cedar Rapids or Waterloo or a Sioux City than I can in the suburbs of Chicago or even Kansas City.
Absolutely. And if the community is willing to help you do that, well, that's the kind of place you kind of want to put down roots, where the community actually cares that you've done something worthwhile.
Yeah. And when you come back, if you come off of active duty and you don't have your 20 years in, hey, maybe you'll take a look at the Guard. Maybe you'll take a look at the Army Reserve and, continue to serve. And, hey, get your 20 years and then get yourself a pension. But more importantly, continue to serve and also, continue to develop those skills that employers, love and appreciate. And this is a good segue, John. Let's talk about your involvement with the ESGR, the Employer Support of the Guard and Reserve. And if you could just take a couple minutes, tell us about that program and what it is.
Well, like the name implies, we want to recognize those people that employ reserve component personnel. And, following the Vietnam War, we recognized that the active military cannot go to war by itself. It's all tooth and no tail. So if you're going to have support entities like engineers and medical personnel, they're probably going to be in the reserve components. And the Uniformed Services Employment Reemployment Rights Law says employers have to allow employees time off to train and time off to deploy. But we also take the time to recognize those who go above and beyond. Terry Dell is my counterpart there in Davenport, and he does the awards for most of your listening area. Great guy. I just got an award here for the Winfield Mount Union School District. Very tiny, tiny area in southeast Iowa. But one of their guidance counselors is an officer in the National Guard, and the school has been very supportive of her taking off for additional training and her recent deployments. That we're going to take a plaque down there and have the school sign a statement of support sent from the Secretary of Defense. It has all the reserve component seals on it, and employers who are interested in signing a statement of support can go out to esgr.mil online, and it's a really nice certificate you can have that says, yes, we understand the law and we support it. Doesn't even say they have to go above and beyond. If a service member wants to recognize an employer, they can also go to esgr.mil and nominate an employer for a Patriotic Employer Award, or during the November to January timeframe, the National Freedom Award, where the top 15 employers in the country are recognized at the Secretary of Defense level at the Pentagon. April 22nd, we'll have the State Awards Luncheon in Des Moines for area employers who really have stepped up and done great things for their people.
And that is so important to know that, you know, for those of us who've served or are in the reserves, that, hey, you know, our employers have our back when we have when we need to go do our service and come back. And then, of course, the flip side of that is if you're a service member, you have an obligation to let your employer know what's going on, and not just about, hey, you know, I'm going to deploy, but I've, you know, this weekend's my, you know, my battle assembly, or I've got my AT for the first 2 weeks in June. It's got to work both ways, and I think the system does.
I think every fall, you know, the training NCO produces a yearly calendar that says these are the battle assembly weekends we're pretty sure we're going to have. Now, it's the Army, it's the Navy, it's the Air Force. Occasionally things change. But, you know, if you get two copies, they both don't go on the refrigerator at home. Give one to your boss. Give one to the HR department. Let them know what weekends, what annual training periods you need off.
Yep. And then it's a great opportunity to share with you, hey, this is, you know, I might have picked something up this weekend that's valuable. Well, John, it has been great having you on the show. My guest for this segment of QC Veterans Roll Call Radio Show is Mr. John Michelson with Midwest Military Outreach. He's also involved with the employer support for the Guard and Reserve. I think we kind of scratched the surface, John, so I hope we can talk you into coming back on the show.
Well, I would love to do that. And if folks want to know about activities happening in the Quad Cities or the rest of Eastern Iowa, or even up into Minneapolis and Madison, MidwestMilitaryOutreach.org. We have a calendar page of all of our upcoming events around the Midwest. Well, so if there's something you're looking for, hopefully we may be of service to you.
Well, that's great. John, thank you so much for your prior service and for what you're still doing for our veterans and our community. You're listening to QC Veterans Roll Call Radio Show on 97X. I'm your host, Gino Berta, along with my executive producer, Zach James. We are into February, and it's cold, but you know, spring is around the corner. And with that, we've got our Veterans Conference that's coming up on March 1st. That's at St. Ambrose University Rogowski Center. We have been promoting this on our website and our Facebook page, whereby you can register. It is free. Yes, veterans are encouraged to go, but if you're a member of the community and you have a connection and would like to attend, you are also welcome. It kicks off at noon, and we would love to see you there. I'm going to be out there. I'm honored that they've invited me to be the MC. So it's going to be a lot of fun, and I think it's also going to be very important to talk about the issues facing our veterans, about bridging that divide between the military and the civilian communities. And it's going to be a terrific conference, March 1st at St. Ambrose University at noon. Please come on out. And as we look back on this show, we had our friend Chris Shaw come back on and talked about the Patriot Guard and the Honor Flight and the National Disabled Veterans Golf Tee. You know, what I loved about Chris was her passion, and this was such a positive interview. On this show, we don't always talk about positive things because the news is not always positive, from veteran suicides to other challenges facing our veterans and our military, and the sometimes dangerous and ugly world we have to live in. It is so wonderful that there are people like Chris, and there are countless others out there, I know it, who are just, you know, tenacious and enthusiastic supporters of our veterans and our military. So thank you again, Chris. And then John Michelson was on, and my God, Midwest Military Outreach. What a tremendous amount of information here. Somebody who, after serving for 20 years on active duty, retiring at the rank of Sergeant First Class, continues to serve our community. And just the amazing things he's doing and the awareness that he is raising about those issues, hopes, challenges of our veteran community. Ladies and gentlemen, we are so honored to bring this show to you. If you would like to be a guest on our show, if you know someone who should be a guest on the show, please reach out to us on our Facebook page. Ask to join our group. We have the show up on the web now, which we're just tremendously excited about. And you can go to 97x.com, go to the archive site, and you can listen to these past shows. It's our hope that soon this will be something that will be available through another form of podcast listening, if you will. So please stand by for that. Again, you've been listening to QC Veterans Roll Call Radio Show on 97X. I'm your host, Gino Berta. It's my honor to bring you the show. Thank you so much for listening. Fallout.
Thanks for listening to QC Veterans Roll Call, a weekly program dedicated to Quad Cities veterans. QC Veterans Roll Call is a production of 97X, WXLP, and Town Square Media.